Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. It's only November, but winter weather is upon us, with temperatures expected to drop into the teens tonight. For most of us, it's no big deal, or at worst, a minor irritant. Our homes are heated, our showers hot. But that's not the case for too many families in the Merrimack Valley. 2 months after a series of gas explosions caused hundreds of fires and left one young man dead. According to Columbia Gas, more than 4,000 customers still have no gas. The mayor of Lawrence says 1,100 families in that city are living in their homes without gas service. So a short while ago, we spoke to Carmen Vega from Lawrence. She's a program coordinator and mental health clinician who's been helping families struggling with this ongoing crisis.
It's affected us, especially with, I have my extended family and my immediate family living with me. I have an elderly mother that's 75, and then I have a small child of 9 years. So I feel the biggest thing is like trying to keep them both on a stable, consistent routine. And I have not been able to do that. You know, we've had to be going to hotels and at family or friends' homes. And yeah, it's been pretty hard.
So where are you living right now, Carmen?
So we go from hotel and at home. And like I said, friends' house as well.
Yeah. So it must be very, very difficult. When you're at home, give us a sense there. I mean, is there fear about another explosion, for example? What's that like?
So it is. It is a lot of fear. Even, for instance, right now, thinking it would be awesome to be back to what our normal was, which where when we turn on the faucet, we can have an option of cold or hot. You know, so that would be awesome to have hot water and heat in our homes. But now I'm even thinking, you know, when we do have heat and hot water, it's like, are we safe? Is there going to be another explosion? Is there going to be gas leak? One of the things even now, like, I don't sleep too well because I think, you know, that I'm smelling something, or I'm up when, you know, when we do stay home, I'm up checking on the space heaters, making sure, you know, nothing happened to the space heater. And a few times last week and this week, our lights have gone off.
Mm.
Our power have gone off. So thank God, like, I was up and I was able to, you know, just a few minutes without a space heater. But if I wouldn't have been up, you know, that would have been really bad in the morning.
Yep, I understand. Carmen, so you're program coordinator for family services, and that means that you've been involved in helping others who are out of their homes and in similar situations like the one you're dealing with. Give me a sense of what you're hearing from these people that you're working with and trying to help.
Well, what I'm hearing is fear. I hear some desperation. I want to be back to normal. I want my kids to be able to sleep in their beds. I want to be able to make a meal for my family. And one of the touching women that I saw there is this woman that she was like newly diagnosed with cancer. And she was just so fearful of, number one, being, you know, diagnosed that she had cancer. But now, like, all the, you know, the everything that we're going through as well, where she just wanted to make it somewhat normal for her children because she hadn't gone into therapy yet, any chemotherapy or anything. But she was thinking, how, you know, are we going to be able to stay home with her children? So as a mom, I just, yeah, that was one of the most difficult ones.
Carmen, did you have any sense when this crisis occurred more than 2 months ago that 2 months in, we'd still be dealing with this problem with so many homes without gas, without heat, without hot water?
No way. No way. I was thinking at best maybe, you know, 2-3 weeks and, you know, saying at best and we'll hold off and, you know, at least it's moderate temperature. It's not freezing. So never did I think that next week is Thanksgiving and I'm not going to be able to cook dinner for my family. So it's been, it wears on you a lot emotionally. It does, you know, wear us down. It even like boiling water and just not being into that routine and trying to still keep a normal, you know, somewhat normal life. It's been very hard.
Yeah.
It's been very hard.
I understand. In your job, you're the one who, in a sense, has to know how to handle different aspects of the crisis, how to get a space heater, how to contact Columbia Gas, where to find resources. But have you found that for the average person you work with, that it's difficult to know how to take care of all these things?
Yes, you would see the families coming in and they were just being fed so much misinformation, whether through family or whether maybe speaking to someone in Columbia Gas that gave them the wrong information. And luckily, since I'm going through it, I was able to, you know, steer them into the correct direction and correct information.
I understand. So we're reading the Associated Press is reporting that Columbia Gas says it will have some crews working on Thanksgiving. What's your reaction to that? What's your experience been like with Columbia Gas since the explosion? Because I know initially, and you just made reference to this, there was a lot of confusing information being issued. Do you feel like that Columbia Gas has gotten to a point where they're being a little more helpful, or what's your feeling about that?
They have been more helpful. I believe now it's a little more consistent. You know, sometimes we struggle where, for instance, they'll tell us, oh, yes, we'll be there on Wednesday. And, you know, Wednesday 10 o'clock, and Wednesday 10 o'clock comes, and yeah, there's no one there. this week, they said they were going to come, for instance, today and at 8 o'clock, and they were there at 7:30. So, you know, so I think it's getting a little bit better.
So, Carmen, give me a sense. Do you have a sense of when you and your family are going to be able to actually get back into your house and it will be as it was, heated, comfortable, and able to essentially provide a comfortable place for you to live in this cold weather?
Yeah, I'm hoping before Christmas would be nice, you know, to have my Christmas tree up and having my kids open their gifts, you know, at home and not at a hotel room or, you know, or having to rent out, you know, some space. We had originally had a relit date from October 25th, and then it was moved to 11/2, 11/14, and so on. And now our new date is 11/23.
Oh, boy. Well, Carmen, what about Thanksgiving? Where are you going to be on Thanksgiving?
So, Thanksgiving, let's see, I spoke to Columbia Gas because Columbia Gas is doing meals for the people that are still affected. So I already reserved a dinner with them, and they are giving us the option either to eat at the Elks or take it home. So I'm going to play it by ear, and I don't know, maybe by some miracle it'll be like, hey, it's New England, it could be 50 degrees. Or it could be 60 on Thanksgiving, and maybe we can have, hopefully have it at home.
All right. Well, Carmen, thanks so much for talking to us today, and we wish you all kinds of good luck, and we're sorry you're going through this, but thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
That's Carmen Vega, a program coordinator and mental health clinician for Family Services in Lawrence, talking about the two-month-long ordeal facing families in the Merrimack Valley. Stay with us. Coming up, Congressman Seth Moulton's second effort to stop Nancy Pelosi's bid to become Speaker. And is it time for Democrats to fight dirty? I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.